What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Probably our funnest segment of the entire week. Wednesdays at 10 o'clock because it's not only our opportunity to kind of take a break because, well, the callers call in, drive the show because of our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, kind enough to take time out of his busy schedule each and every week to listen to what you in North Dakota have to say on a variety of issues. Congressman, welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you. I'm in a little unusual spot today compared to usual. Where I usually call from because I'm in the Minneapolis airport. So if you hear weird noises, I don't panic. I'm okay. I have an 11:15 flight I have to get on to go back to Bismarck. So
well, hurry up and get home. I know a lot of other congressional delegations, they've left Washington already. Why were you in Washington a little bit longer getting work done?
Well, actually, there's plenty of work to be done in Washington. There's plenty of work to be done everywhere. But I've actually been down in Oklahoma the last couple of days speaking to oil and gas folks, first up in Tulsa for a couple of speeches, and then down in Oklahoma City last evening or late yesterday afternoon. And then I wrapped up my time in Oklahoma City last night by having dinner with our friend Harold Hamm at Mickey Mantle's Steakhouse. So it was a little bit of pleasure and a lot of work. And
I hear there's good steaks down there. I've heard good things about that place.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's great food and great service, and it's a very interesting little, not little, it's quite a large place. I think Scott's probably been there. It's dedicated, of course, to the legacy of one of America's most popular sports personalities, Mickey Mantle.
Quick question before we get into the real questions, the meat of the program. Sorry about that. Prime rib, porterhouse, T-bone, ribeye, or New York strip?
Well, I'm a ribeye person. I like that little bit of extra fat to give you the flavor.
That was the question everybody was dying to know.
Yeah.
Well, since you mentioned spending some time with Harold and other oil and gas leaders down there in Oklahoma, I'm curious what's on their mind? What's keeping them up at night these days?
No, there are a couple of things, Scott, that are really, really big for the oil and gas industry right now. For a long time, it was the move with comprehensive tax reform. They're concerned about certain deductions, business deductions, and how that's going to play out in a comprehensive bill. Because like other industries, they have certain intangible costs that are able to be deducted in the year in which they're incurred, and they're worried about losing that deduction in some sort of reform. So that's been pretty big. But the new biggest thing has been the Endangered Species Act and the overzealous way in which sage grouse and prairie chickens and other birds, sparrows even, are protected to the point where all types of development, including agriculture and, of course, oil and gas development, comes to a halt whenever a bird might potentially be in harm's way. And it, like a lot of the regulations right now that are being overzealously enforced, this one's got them very, very concerned. So I'm hearing an earful on that. And, of course, sitting on the Natural Resources Committee that has jurisdiction over those agencies and those issues, I especially hear a lot about it. So that's really sort of the main topic when I was down in both in Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
How do you as a member of Congress, that's obviously an issue where you've got the executive branch that would deal with it. I mean, do you go in with the different guidelines?
Great.
Tackle that one?
That's a great question. You do it in a number of ways. We use whatever leverage we can, of course, as influencers through especially hearings, oversight hearings. In fact, we've just scheduled an oversight hearing, two of them, with the Natural Resources Committee, one in Casper, Wyoming, and one in Billings, Montana, that will no doubt involve some folks from the Bakken. So, and I forget the dates of that, but it's coming up in the week of Labor Day. So we'll be out there hearing from farmers, ranchers, energy producers on the issue. And by doing that, and you bringing the agency heads and those that are implementing the laws in front, we sort of shine the spotlight of transparency on it. And when you're only one of the two chambers of the Congress and you don't have the presidency, sometimes that's the most you can do. But then beyond that, we passed legislation like we did last week, the RAINS Act as an example, that requires any rule coming out of an agency that has a large impact on economic activity, in the case of the RAINS Act, $100 million of economic consequence, those rules have to come before Congress for a straight up or down vote before they can be implemented. And putting more teeth and more oversight for Congress, the People's House especially, on these agencies who just sort of run out of control. So that's another way to do it. And then ultimately, Scott, you know, Costello, I think if you have to, you use the purse strings in the budget. And that's a hard one to do when you don't have both chambers of Congress, but at the same time, it is some leverage that we have, especially in the House, to impose a little more of the people's will into the administration.
Well, let's get to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, if you have any questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Congressman Cramer, I'm sure you've heard or seen the clip of Obama saying that his energy policies would cause energy costs to skyrocket. If you haven't seen it, you can find it at my website, standupforyourrights.me. Anyway, when he made that video and you watch the clip, you'll notice that he did not mention particulates. He did not mention regional haze. He did not mention sulfur emissions. He talked specifically about CO2 emissions, meaning the gas that I emit every time I speak or exhale and the gas that every plant needs to live. That's the only thing he mentioned. And in 2009, the EPA passed a ruling which said that CO2 emissions are a danger to human health. But yet I've never heard you mention or challenge or any other North Dakota elected official mention or challenge the 2009 EPA ruling which says CO2 is a danger to human health and is now being used to cap CO2 emissions from coal plants. Why have you not challenged that most harmful ruling to the coal industry that Obama has said will cause energy costs to skyrocket?
Well, first of all, Mark, of course I've seen the clip, and not only did he say that they would skyrocket, he said necessarily have to skyrocket. I mean, he was quite emphatic and quite clear about it. And you're right, it was in the context of CO2. But let's not forget that CO2 was not only ruled by the EPA to be a danger to human health. It was a Supreme Court of the United States ruling that determined it to be a, quote, pollutant, which is under the Clean Air Act, which is what really put CO2 in a category that made the type of very sort of direct, if you will, opposition much more difficult from a scientific standpoint. Having said that, greenhouse gas emissions, just like some of the other particulate and NOx and SOx and the other emissions that are part of the war on coal, it really is just one more of the many, many, many things that Barack Obama and his administration, whether it's Department of Energy or Secretary of Energy, Secretary of the EPA, Secretary of the Department of the Interior, and it doesn't matter who they are, you know, whether it was Lisa Jackson or now Secretary McCarthy or which energy or Interior Secretary it was or is, they all sing from the very same songbook. It's one thing after another after another after another, and it's the overzealous rulemaking and then the enforcement of the rules. It's not even just the rules. And here's the thing, and we've had many hearings on these topics in both committees of mine, including the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. And I'll check out your website, Mark, because in all honesty, there might be an opportunity for an oversight hearing specifically on this in the Science Committee. We just had one on, in fact, the fracking investigation in the Science Committee a couple of weeks ago, where we're able to dig into not so much the policy or the politics, but specifically onto the science. In fact, we just subpoenaed last week for the first time in over 21 years. The Science, Space, Technology Committee agreed to issuing a subpoena to the EPA for their data on which they've been making some of these rules, especially related to the Clean Air Act. So there's plenty of activity going on to try and get to the bottom of the greenhouse gas as well as some of the other issues. But I will look specifically at the CO2 issue, see if there's not an opportunity for another hearing, a specific hearing on oversight in the Science Committee.
Congressman, you mentioned subpoenaing some EPA information. Where's that sitting right now?
Well, it was a brutal fight, I can tell you that, in the committee. The Democrats fought it at every turn because they just simply do not want this administration to be embarrassed. And here's what it's all about. You know, the EPA comes out with these rulemakings related to the Clean Air Act, and in specifically the Clean Air Act in this case. And yet they never provide us with the raw data that helps them draw their conclusions. And they provide a lot of data and a lot of analysis, but they also use data from organizations like...
Kevin, hold that thought. We're up against a break. We'll come back with more of the answer and other calls. Wait.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall is here. We do it every Wednesday. Thanks to Kevin clearing his schedule to take your calls on any and all topics and questions. And we're in the process of finishing your answer, I guess, to Mark and Steve's follow-up before the break, before we go to the next call, Kev.
Yeah, it's about the subpoenaing of the EPA's data. And some of the ways that they hide some of the information is that they hire third parties or independent firms, and I understand that. But like the American Lung Association, as a matter of fact, has a lot of data. And that data, of course, when they are paid for it, becomes, in my view, the property, at least access to it, becomes available to the people of the country. And they've been withholding that data now for decades, not just years, but decades. And so that's why after 21-plus years, we've had to subpoena the information so that we can look, our scientists can look, and not just our scientists on the committee, but other independent scientists that have the ability to analyze the data to determine or help determine whether or not the conclusions being drawn by the EPA are accurate or not. And if they are, in fact, accurate, they should have no trouble sharing the data. But they've declined multiple, dozens of requests for that data, and or they just ignored the requests. And so we had to threaten them with a subpoena. They still didn't respond, and so ultimately we had to vote to subpoena the EPA's data so that we can verify for ourselves and other scientists can verify that, in fact, the conclusions they're drawing in making their rules related to the Clean Air Act are, in fact, accurate.
Before I go to the next call, we had an off-air call from Corey and Mandan, who said he thinks you did not here's the quote. I think Congressman Kramer dodged Mark's question. Proving I'm getting old, I don't exactly remember the crux of the question.
Well, his question was about CO2. His question was about why aren't more people talking about CO2, which is greenhouse, you know, the cause of greenhouse gases, according to some of the alarmists and climate change. And I don't know how much more you can say about it than what has been said about it over and over and over again, both in committees, whether it's on the House floor and speeches. But I think you get hung up on CO2 and ignore all these other issues related to the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Migratory Bird Act. There are all kinds of environmental regulatory issues. But Mark was making the point that no one's ever challenged the EPA's determination that CO2 is harmful to human health. Well, we all know that we exhale CO2. Everybody knows that. That's what makes us so. Makes us also the chuckle. I mean, I maintain that, one of the best things you can do for CO2, if you think it's a problem, is, plant more trees. I mean, trees thrive on CO2. Plants thrive on CO2 emissions. I oftentimes joke that we didn't know for 100 years how well corn would do in western North Dakota until we tried it. And part of why it probably does well is because there's a lot of extra CO2 around. So that was his point, is that why aren't we mocking the scientific conclusion that CO2 is harmful to human health? But I remind Mark and I remind Corey that the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that CO2 is a pollutant, and that as a pollutant, it falls under the jurisdiction of the EPA under the Clean Air Act. And that not only did they conclude that, but they said that there's an obligation then to regulate it. Now, that said, my argument now is, because we've lost that argument with the United States Supreme Court, you don't get to go higher than that. My argument now is that it's the zeal with which they over-regulate it that we have the authority to deal with, and that's where we want to be focused.
That's the scary terminology, is the obligation to regulate it rather than regulating it where warranted. And I think that is where the crux of that phrase lies. Let's get back to the phone calls, Congressman. We lost Corey. Bob in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind today?
Yourself available, Kevin. I hope you spend 15 minutes on this question, too. we hear a lot about medicinal marijuana and, after the fact, pain, to help with pain and such things. And I'm not an advocate for legalizing marijuana, but I would like to know if you know of, or would you advocate more monies going towards, or some monies going towards, alternative therapies for cancer, remedies that have been known for 100 years, are pretty much squelched by the medical establishment. Not that they don't do great work, but in this area, there's only a few things that are tried, and we, the public, want to know that we're being fought for on other fronts, too, like to cure cancer. So I'll hang up and listen.
Sure. I didn't hear the first half of what Bob was saying for some reason. It might have been my connection, but as I understand it, his basic point was, are we doing enough, or is the government doing enough, if anything, to explore or to fund the research into alternative medications for cancer? And I have to admit, I don't know whether they are or they are not. I find his question interesting, and frankly, I've actually contemplated to some degree from time to time myself this issue, because when you watch, some of the TV ads, you see some of the other cancer treatment centers from around the country that aren't anywhere near Bismarck or Fargo or Minot or you know, Dickinson or Tioga, you have sometimes I wonder what else is out there. And so I guess I don't have a very good answer for Bob right now, but I'll check into it, Bob, as you're listening in Fergus Falls, and we'll check into it and try to have something for you the next time I'm on, specifically to what kind of grant money or what kind of research dollars funded by the government go to encourage the type of research that you're talking about. I think that's worth exploring. I appreciate the question. I just wish I had a more thorough answer for you today.
Scott at Bismarck, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I think there's only one word that the House needs to know about the EPA, any of these rogue IRS, and I call them rogue groups that are running this country, because Congress don't run the country. These bureaucracies do, and it's defund. Defund. I still go back to my civics classes, social studies classes. The House of Representatives spends the money, and I don't understand. And I'm sick of hearing that we have all these committee hearings, and they give us no answers. Before you even bring them in, I don't know why we're not subpoenaing them and subpoenaing all their information, because they're all never give it to us. Who runs the country? The IRS and the EPA, or the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the executive branch? Now, I know we don't have the executive branch, we don't have the Senate, but we do have the House, and the people gave us the House for that reason. I want to read two comments on another post. Please don't fund Obamacare. Sign Senator Mike Lee's letter vowing to oppose it. We can keep the good part, Obamacare, but let's do it right. Not a 2,400-page bill nobody read and few understand. Please, before it is too late. That's just a lady on one of Hovind's Facebook site, and there's hundreds of other ones.
Okay, so a number of things there. One, let's start with EPA and defund, because I think Scott's getting to the point where I was talking earlier, that after you do certain things, then the last, you know, resort you always have in the Congress is, of course, the funding mechanism. And we actually, in our budget, when we take up their appropriation, the budget is going to propose a 34% cut in the EPA, a third of the agency. And while it should be perhaps even more, that's massive, and they won't stand for it in the Senate.
Congressman, we're up against the break again. Hold that thought. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. The word from Washington, your comments with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312, 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email questions always welcome as well. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This half hour brought to you by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations, and there's demands for increased environmental stewardship, highlighting the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. The pros are Green Technologies. Find out more about them at GTMWT.com, GTMWT.com, or call 855-246-4312. Okay, Scott and Bismarck had a question on defund. You started on EPA and how that effort's go ahead and pick up from there. And then Hal in South Fargo's next, then another Chris and Bismarck.
Okay, so we'll take up the budget. We'll cut it 34%. Obviously, the Senate's not going to put up with that. And we're going to have a fight, as always, but we'll keep up the fight. But beyond that, what I think we have to acknowledge and understand is that the EPA, if we cut them 99%, they still have these rules out there. And one of the things we have to remember is that, by and large, the EPA has not been able to finalize very many of, if any, of the rules that are killing our industry today. But they're having the same impact simply by proposing them. Just like last week we had a hearing on the stream buffer zone rule for the Department of the Interior relating to coal mine reclamation. This is a rule that was finalized. Imagine this, finalized in 2008. In 2009, Barack Obama decided it wasn't good enough, reopened it, and it got some of his friends at the Sierra Club to sue over it, over the rule, and they've been messing with it ever since then. Without even a proposed rule yet, but it has the same impact as the rule because as long as these rules are unsettled, they create the uncertainty which keeps investment from taking place. So it's not simply a matter of defunding it, the agencies. We have real serious policy problems that we can't correct until we have enough members of both the House and the Senate and the President to undo a lot of these. And I would agree with Scott's characterization, rogue agencies and their rulemaking. Having said that, we still have to be working on the agencies. And should we be fortunate enough to have a House, a Senate, and a President at some point soon, hopefully, then you're going to really see the challenge and the courage of the Republican Party on display to see if they're really willing to do the kinds of things that need to be done to roll back these agencies. And you throw on top of that, you guys, the sue and settle mentality or technique that's taking place, and a lot of it is, again, with the EPA and the Department of Interior and other regulatory bodies, where the far-left groups, environmental groups, sue the administration, their friends, and then they settle out of court. So we've passed legislation in the House that prevents that as well, that requires these settlements to be done in broad daylight and under the scrutiny of the public eye, because at this point they're done oftentimes in a judge's chamber, and they have the same effect of law without the people that are actually being impacted by them having anything to say about them. So we have serious policy problems beyond that. The funding issues, frankly, won't even settle.
Let's move on to the callers, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, your comments, your questions. Let's go on to Hal in South Fargo. Hal, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Kevin. Kind of getting back to the environment and EPA and so on. We might be getting into a position where we're cleaning up the environment too much. I've got a big maple tree in my yard and talked to a horticulturist about it, and they've had to add iron and sulfur to the soil in order to keep it going. I talked to my brother about it a few years back, and he said, well, yeah, we have to do the same thing to soybeans in the field now, because we used to have all these smokestack industries around that spewed what we call pollution out, and all the vegetation absorbed them and flourished. And we're kind of might be in danger of, losing a lot of vegetation we have, getting things too clean.
Well, that's an interesting point that Hal makes. I'm not smart enough in the arena of science to know how much validity it has, but it certainly is a logical argument and conclusion, I would think. There were certainly trees here before we had smokestacks too. So I don't think the crops were anywhere nearly as good, but at any rate, interesting point.
Good luck with that tree, Hal. Thanks. Chris in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Cramer. I really appreciate that you take the time out to speak with us. The reason why I'm calling today is I'd like you to address the fact that the Public Service Administration within the legislature at the White House has now subsidizing staffers and Congress's Obamacare to the tune of 75% or $5,000 to $11,000 a year. These people make $70,000 to $174,000 a year, and it's too expensive for them. I'm sorry, but my wife and I make $80,000 a year combined. If one person is making $70,000 a year and it's too expensive for them, how expensive is it going to be for me? I know I've looked in the into the law. My wife and I, $80,000 a year, will only qualify for a 20% subsidy. How do you guys get, I'm not accusing you, but how can they get 75% off? How?
Well, it is an interesting dilemma. And I wrote a letter actually opposing any move to, to remove members of Congress and congressional staffers from the exchange. And I have to admit, this was sort of a new development that was taking place as we were leaving last week, where the administration had requested the House administration or the congressional administration to look into this issue. And their concern is, of course, the brain drain. But what's interesting about this, Chris, is the argument is so interesting because, of course, the very people that pushed this on you, and I'm glad that I wasn't one of them, are now seeing the negative impacts of it with their own staff and with their own membership. And I think there's something sort of quirky about government service that probably highlights it, enhances it a little bit more. I don't know for sure. But here's what I would say. I think you remember that Barack Obama said that you are able to keep your own health care at work if you want to. This is not going to be imposed upon you. That may be true, but of course they make the penalties and the cost so stiff that the only way that you could turn whether you're an individual, or you're a small business owner or even a medium-sized or large business owner, of course large business owners have now been exempt from the law by Barack Obama himself, for another year, but you're naturally going to gravitate toward the exchange because it's about the only option that you have. Well, in the case of Congress, I don't have any horrible concern that if a member of Congress or the various committees within their budgets, not with increased budgets, not with extra government subsidies, but if within their budgets they want to, they want to compensate their employees accordingly with the consideration of the extra costs, I think that's fine, as long as they don't raise your taxes or raise their own budgets to do it. If they make the decisions, administrative decisions within their own budgets, which is what we do now with our payroll, our salaries that we pay our employees, comes from the same pocket, the same pot of money that pays for rent, that pays for travel, that, you know, pays for office supplies. If you want to reprioritize, you know, maybe it's okay that you do that. That's what every business person or every employer has to do. I do get concerned, however, when all of a sudden the federal government puts in extra money. But here's the good news in it all. Perhaps there is becoming an awareness, even among those who support Obamacare, that it's unworkable. And I can tell you that to some degree, this little incident, I think, is going to have some long-term value. Because remember, a couple of weeks ago, 35 Democrats voted with every member, every Republican in the House, for an extension of the individual mandate. 22 Democrats voted with every Republican in the House for a one-year extension of the individual mandate. Those numbers of disgruntled and concerned Democrats is going to grow. And every time one of these issues comes up and they see the political backfire of it, and I'm sure they're getting it all at home right now, Chris, just like I am, that people are outraged by this, and they ought to be. You know, when we come back, we're going to take up a continuing resolution, to extend the government for however long. And better than that, we're going to come up on a debt ceiling increase. And those are our opportunities as the majority of the minority, if you will, or the minority of the majority. It's going to be our opportunity to leverage a few things and hopefully defund a good chunk of this Obamacare so that we can get some reality. So all these things are sort of adding to that argument. But I'm with you. I'm very, very concerned about some sort of a carve-out. But at the same time, it's a great example of what's wrong with this law.
Well, the one thing is, like, okay, I mean, I've actually sat down and I actually read, like, a good portion of the bill. And in 2014, or was it 2014 or 2015, the soldiers, active duty soldiers, are going to have to start contributing to their own health care. I'm sorry, but if there's any group of people on this planet or in this country that deserves free health care, or at least even, heavily subsidized health care,
it's
a soldier, it's a police officer, and it's a firefighter. Those are the only people that, in my opinion, that deserve, and to make a soldier, somebody that's going to put their lives on the line to pay for their own health care. And that it's absolutely ridiculous, especially when, this issue brought up where staffers are getting even more of a subsidy than soldiers are going to get.
Chris, I would say this. Most congressional staffers make more like $40,000 a year, and they don't have a lot of money, but they're also very young. But here's the interesting thing, Chris, and you sound like you're pretty young as well. It's young people who are getting hit the hardest by Obamacare. Young, healthy people who don't even have the option of getting, say, a high deductible sort of, catastrophic coverage anymore, because Barack Obama and Obamacare require you to get Cadillac coverage and pay for it. So some, say a 26-27-year-old congressional staffer or a member of employee of yours that's single and healthy, their health care premium suddenly goes up $1,000 a month under this plan. That reality is being felt by members of Congress and committee staffers and others in the government, because guess what? Most congressional staffers are young, single people.
Congressman, we're coming up against another break. We got to take a break. Chris, thanks for the phone call. Jeff, Jerry, John, Mark, all of you coming up next for Congressman Kramer on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses, we're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9. 9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
It's 61 degrees and clear in Minot at this hour. Light winds, Bismarck 63, Fargo 63, Grand Forks 63, Jamestown 64, Williston 58, Tioga 61, Dickinson 64. A little check around the region weather-wise and how we're doing. Final segment of our talk radio town hall, the word from Washington with Congressman Kevin Cramer. This is a short segment, so we'll go a lightning round to get everybody in here. Quick questions, quick answers. Jeff and Beulah for Congressman Cramer, go ahead.
Yeah, 80% of the time I agree with you, but I couldn't disagree with you more on your last answer. And here's why. It is tax dollars, whether it's new dollars or not new dollars. John Smith takes his own money, builds a business, builds it up. He decides whether he wants to subsidize his employees 100% or 0% based on whether his profits are allowed to do it. If you haven't noticed, the government's broke. They don't have extra profits to subsidize the group 72%. So it's wrong. And here's another reason why. Here's a guy on Hovind's site. 42-hour work week he was getting before Obamacare. He got cut to a 30-hour work week. That's a 28% pay cut this guy took. You tell him that it's okay that tax dollars are subsidizing one group over another. It's wrong.
See, I don't disagree entirely with what you're saying, except there's one point. Let's remember that government employees aren't welfare recipients. In other words,
they're providing a service and they're working 70 or 80 hours a week. I think a boss, whether it's a supervisor, you know, in a congressional office or the White House or, you know, in a plant, when they have their budget and the government doesn't create money, in other words, the government doesn't produce a good or product that creates a profit, and it ought to be lean with your tax dollars. My only point is this, that is I'm open to thinking about all these things and considering all of these things. But the bottom line is this. I believe that what this illustrates better than anything is how bad Obamacare is. And my hope is that these very people, and by the way, just also remind people, John Hoeven nor Kevin Cramer or Rick Berg voted for Obamacare, and all we've ever done is tried to get rid of it since we've gotten into office. And so that's the other issue, is that a lot of people think it's hypocritical of certain people to have a certain view. Remember, the fact is that if I thought Obamacare was a good idea, I would have supported it, you know, instead of opposing it. So there are two different sides. But what I think is that the liberals that supported it, they're the biggest hypocrites now for trying to somehow work a midnight deal where they and their friends don't have to be subject to it. So I've been on record supporting or opposing this measure and opposing attempts to have a carve out for public employees, except that I'm always open to discussing it.
Let's go to Jerry in Williston. Jerry, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer today?
Well, I got to say about the same thing as that other gentleman just said, but I want to say this again, and I've said this before, many, many people have, and we get the same. Go ahead and kill Obamacare in the House. Force people to make a roll call vote, so they're going to have to stand up for that vote when they run for re-election. The House, granted, the Senate might kill it, but that's fine. Make them take a roll call vote. Make them people stand up and say, I want this bill, when the vast majority of American people don't want it. Kill the bill.
Yeah. Well, we've done that 40 times on the House, and the most recent time was last week, where we passed a bill with a roll call vote. Everybody's on the record to remove prohibit the IRS from carrying out Obamacare. One of the problems we have with Obamacare is that it's an entitlement now. It is automatic mandatory spending, just like Social Security and Medicare is. So how you do it, you have to be, you know, somewhat careful. But in terms of the actual straight up votes opposing Obamacare, there are many roll calls on that. And you're starting to see more Democrats come over to our side on these roll calls. And that's why people who say, we're tired of you always voting to repeal it, I'm saying, hey, you know, every vote's getting to be a little bit bigger, and Democrats are starting to figure this thing out, so we have to stay after it. Our next big opportunity, I think, comes with the debt ceiling increase. That's when we have the most leverage to try and get some more Democrats, and maybe, Jerry, maybe even some Democrats in the Senate to go along with it. But there'll be plenty of record, believe me.
Squeeze in an email question here. Why is the House leadership delaying the start of a Farm Bill Conference Committee?
Well, they're delaying it because we're not in session until the first week or the second week in September. I believe we'll take up the second half of the Farm Bill that very first week. We're back. Whether it passes or it doesn't pass, we'll send it to conference committee. And the goal, I think, is still to have a Farm Bill done by September 30th.
Kevin, a lot of people are pointing at the Senate and saying that they got their conferees in line. Why did the House not get their conferees in line? Senator Hoeven explained it to me that he thought it was because of the nutrition program wanting to be voted on first. Is that the case?
Right. That is exactly the case. And so the House has passed their version of the Farm Bill. But what we haven't done is passed our version of the nutrition program, the food stamps program. We're going to take that up as soon as we get back. It's unknown right now whether it'll even pass or not, because the agreement with the Republican leadership is for a $40 billion cut, or really the policies that would lead to a $40 billion cut, which amounts to somewhere around 6-7% of the program that has grown by 100% in the last 5 years. Whether that passes or does not pass, we have enough of a bill to send to the conference and to name our conferees. So I believe by that first week that we're back, we'll have conferees. Or at least by the second week. That's my hope. That's what I'm pushing for.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joins us every single week to take your calls, questions, and comments. We're up against the clock, so we're out of time for today. Didn't get a chance to talk about everything, including, I understand you have a new Veterans Advisory Committee. Got to meet with them, your first meeting there, and also somebody else wanted us to ask you about all the efforts to rein in the IRS. I know we had one call on that, specifically related to the EPA and others, but there was a lot of work on that last week. We'll save it all for next Wednesday. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Congressman.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday. Guess we'll do this all over tomorrow again, huh, Steve?
Absolutely. I had fun today.
God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean General.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.